Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for 40% off site-wide. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Thursday night to you. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. I hope you're happy. I hope you're good wherever you're at, whatever you're doing. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. A busy, busy night in the world of sports. Of course, it's Thursday night. That means Thursday night football. And there's nothing to be excited about, though. I mean, this is a crap game right now. 13-0, Kansas City leads the Denver Broncos. The Kansas City Chiefs were basically threatening in their own red zone. They just missed on a pass. It's fourth and goal, and so they will be kicking the ball unless Andy Reid wants to be a complete jerk here. And the fancy numbers for Russell Wilson so far tonight, he's completed 7 of 11 passes for 37 yards to go along with one interception. The one touchdown we've seen tonight from Kansas City, or pretty much at all, a 6-yard pass from Patrick Mahomes to Kadarius Toney as the field goal is good, and Kansas City now leads 16-0. The Denver Broncos are, if the NFL had a G League or a D League or a developmental league, whatever the hell you want to call it, the Denver Broncos would have to be sent down. They'd have to be relegated. They'd have to be given the boot. So we'll keep you up to date on that game as it continues on and hopefully finishes. The Denver Broncos trading away defensive ends, releasing guys. We'll talk more about that. They are on the absolute road to nowhere. Speaking on a road to somewhere, right now, if the Philadelphia Phillies can hold on 3 more innings, they're going to have an opportunity to just pretty much go ahead and compete against the Diamondbacks in the National League Championship Series. It's the bottom of the sixth right now. The Phillies lead 3-2-1. And the home run, it's been the move for them. Castellanos hitting 2 home runs. Trey Turner hitting a home run. Austin Riley accounting for the only run so far from the Braves. And so it's 3-1. It's in the bottom of the sixth. And if the Phillies win, like I said, they advance to the National League Championship Series. And the Braves, well, they would come back to Atlanta and they'd be some losers. Anyway, they've been eliminated by the Phillies already last season. And who knows? Maybe at this point, it might be back to damn back. It's now the end of the sixth inning. Before we move on and do anything, Shep, how you doing, man? You good?
Doing better than Russell Wilson, JR. How are you, my friend?
I think everybody is better than him at this
point. Well, not
point,
Sean Payton.
Right? Well, birds of a feather flock together now, don't they?
Well said, my friend.
It's two miserable human beings. Well, I don't know. Russell Wilson is always saying something to lead you to believe that he's never miserable. I think even when he sucked, has he ever been, like, upset at a football game? Has anybody ever heard Russell Wilson be miserable after a loss? It's always, yep, next time, guys, we got him. Don't worry about it. We got this in the bag. And the Broncos stink. They're 1-4 this year. I mean, and for all of this, they might as well have kept Nathaniel Hackett as much as Sean Payton thinks that he absolutely sucked. He could have did this last season. A matter of fact, damn it, he did. And they actually look worse than they did last year. And this is pathetic. We know the Denver Broncos, they just played on Sunday. They lost to Nathaniel Hackett and the New York Jets. And here they are again, losing to the Kansas City Chiefs. And I told you, somehow, some way, Russell Wilson is always optimistic. I wonder if he's going to be optimistic tonight, because God knows they ain't coming back and beating these Kansas City Chiefs. But after they lost to the Jets, the always optimistic Russell Wilson basically said, oh, yeah, we got to take one day at a time and we got to change things around. And yeah, listen to this man feed you some nonsense.
I think the important thing is that we got to create a new history, you know, and we got to be able to do that with one play at a time, one moment at a time, one game at a time. Obviously, over the past, you know, however many games that we haven't been able to win, that's, like I always tell you guys, every game's a history of its own. And we got to be able to focus on this one and go win this game.
They ain't winning this game. They're not. They're losing this game. And they look absolutely pathetic in the process. Not only has Russell Wilson thrown that interception, he's also been sacked 3 times. And they can't muster just anything. This is another miserable-ass game. Like, I get it. You're laying out the schedule in preseason, and Patrick Mahomes is a given, right? Kansas City Chiefs, defending Super Bowl champs, that's a given. And then you go, oh, Sean Payton, the Broncos, and they're supposed to be good and turning things around. They're crap, man. To be honest, I can't recall. Have we had a good Thursday night game this year? The answer's probably no. And then with these Denver Broncos right now, they're quitting on the season. Like, they're waving the white flag. We already saw them move away from Randy Gregory, moved him out to San Francisco to play for the 49ers. And then earlier today, we learned that Frank Clark has agreed to a pay cut and that the Denver Broncos are either going to trade him or give him the boot. This man had a $3.5 million base salary, and they've chopped that down to the league minimum of about $900,000 just so he'd be easier to go ahead and move. Frank Clark gave back about $1.7 million to restructure his deal and get the hell up on out of Dodge. And let's be real. Let's be honest here. The Denver Broncos are 1-4. Where are they going? That's one thing that I can't wait for at the end of the year. What are the Denver Broncos going to do with this team? Sean Payton ain't going anywhere, right? Russell Wilson, I mean, the Walton family can't get rid of him, right? And so what do you do? I have no idea. There's nothing that they can do. Jerry Jeudy is getting into beefs with Steve Smith on the sideline. This is just a pathetic bunch. Is there a shotgun formation? Russell Wilson is just, this is pathetic, man. Hey, Shep, I got to talk about this game when it's done, right? Do I have to?
Just mention the first half. That was the game.
And it's not done. They may right. the Kansas City Chiefs may throw up 2 other touchdowns, man.
JR, the Kansas City Chiefs offense, for the most part, did everything they could, whether it is going for it on 4th and 2 with a fake push-tush. You know, Patrick Mahomes throwing what should have been 2 interceptions. They basically did everything they could to give this game away, and they were still up by 2 touchdowns and still got the ball back in the second half. JR, Sean Payton has no faith in Russell Wilson. That's their biggest problem. They were just doing draw plays. Russell Wilson, there was no vertical game whatsoever. Like, this is not going to work at any point this season, JR. The writing's on the wall.
Well, it ain't no faith in Russell Wilson. The whole team sucks. It's the whole team. I mean, the wide receivers, the group that he has out there, of the protection, everybody sucks. And I know Russell Wilson's numbers, all things considered on paper, heading into tonight, look nice. 11-2, touchdown, INT, a ratio. But it ain't leading to no winning. The team is 1-4. I don't think it's so much Sean Payton having a belief in Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson can still play. The whole team sucks. Over the past couple of years, we've seen the deterioration of the defense. And you got wide receivers like Jerry Jeudy, who hasn't lived up to what anybody expected out of him in Alabama. You got all these other wide receivers before the season even got started. They got hurt. They're just sad, man. They are. I don't want to call them one of the biggest disappointments we've had in recent memory. But for all the talk and all the I don't want to be here, I do want to be here, I never said I wanted to be traded. For all that nonsense with Russell Wilson on the way out of Seattle, and for what he's doing right now, for a dude who was pretty much building himself a Hall of Fame career, this is sad. And now a ball got tipped and it's been intercepted. It gets even sadder. Oh, my God. Yeah, Russell Wilson picked off on a tip pass. I feel like the Denver Broncos are like the Washington Generals right now. And, Shep, how much you want to bet? And he threw it right towards the defender who tipped it. What a shame. How much you want to bet that we can basically play the same clip from Russell Wilson we played a couple of minutes ago?
Right.
We can replay it at the end of the game, and you would know no different.
So as predictable as Russell Wilson is in terms of being politically correct, is as predictable as Bill Belichick being a pissant and negative and pessimistic after every single press conference, whether it be win or loss. They sound the same regardless of the result, JR.
Maybe that's the combination we need, right? Maybe that's what we need. Maybe we need a Bill Belichick and a Russell Wilson on the same team. Maybe that's balance. Maybe that's yin, maybe that's yang. You get a little bit of everything. You get someone who is eternally miserable, and then you get somebody else who's just, unfortunately, always positive. Maybe that's the balance that we need. Football is so, so humbling, man. You look at Bill Belichick getting kicked around. Last night, I gave you a top six list, taking a look at some of the coaches sitting on the hot seat. Belichick, one of the most accomplished coaches ever. And damn it, he might get the boot. Russell Wilson, at least, you can't say at least, he has been one of the most successful QBs in the game over the past decade. He has been. This man is getting his behind handed to him. And this is true in professional sports and no other way more so than football. Like, you could be hot one day, and you could be hot not the next, man. And that's what's going on. Everything, just football life, what have you done for me lately? And for the New England Patriots, man, they ain't doing nothing. They don't have no wide receivers. The quarterback out of Alabama stinks. Bill Belichick doesn't know or didn't know what he wants to do with the offense. It's pathetic. Here in Denver, you got Russell Wilson. It's like, oh, just handle the ball for us. Don't turn it over. Legion of Boom. Oh, Russell Wilson, just air it out a little bit. Don't turn it over. Well, I don't want to be here anymore. I want to throw some more. And now he gets traded, and now he's in a worse situation. Seahawks fans have to be just taking a little bit of pleasure in watching this dumpster fire that happens to be the Denver Broncos. The Broncos have quit on the season already. Unfortunately for them, after tonight when they finish up 1-5. Damn it. This is the bad part for them. They got 11 more games after this. Just to go out there and stink the joint up. Kansas City Chiefs staring at 5-1 in the face as they hope to go back to another Super Bowl. I can't wait for the Broncos season to end because I can't wait to see who gets blamed and who gets the boot. It's already a fire sale. Let's see who else they trade between now and the end of the month. Kansas City currently leading 16-0. 4.5 minutes left in the third. And meanwhile, in Philadelphia, the Atlanta Braves, they are threatening, they are scaring the living hell out of the Phillies. Phillies lead 3-1. It's the top of the seventh. There are two Braves on first and second. There are two outs. The Phillies are trying to get out of this inning. Damn it, the Phillies are trying to get out of this game and meet the Diamondbacks in the National League Championship Series. It's a wild, wild world. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We are just getting started. I know a team that won't be in the NLCS. It won't be the Dodgers. They could win 100 games, but they sure know how to make an exit. And how the hell are they going to change anything moving into the future? We're going to talk about those Dodgers on the other side of the break. At the same time, I'll give you an update on the Phillies and Atlanta. I'll give you an update on this crap Thursday night game where the Chiefs are beating the Broncos 16-0. We got so much to do the rest of the night. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Now we're talking. This is the good stuff of Major League Baseball. This is the good stuff that people pay to see. Right now, the Phillies are up against Atlanta 3-1. When I came back from break, I told you there were two outs. There were two guys on base. Well, now the bases are loaded. Two outs. It's the top of the seventh. Craig Kimbrell is on the mound. And Ronald Acuna Jr., who has been cold this series, is at the plate. One swing can change it. A single can tie the game. You know, two runs can get through. Acuna is someone astute at hitting doubles and home runs. He's just a dangerous man. And this is the type of stuff I love. And there's a pass ball. And the runner doesn't advance, didn't go far enough. Hey, Shep, I wish we had more of this in baseball. We got these stupid two-game sweeps. At Diamondbacks are kicking the Dodgers out. The postseason has been pretty cut and dry. There's been no excitement, man.
I would agree. I would agree with that. I mean, the Dodgers, what, Jared? They got outscored. Not only did they get swept, excuse me. They got outscored 17-6.
Yeah, it's been pathetic for them. I mean, even if we look at their they got no starters. Okay, every starting pitcher that the Dodgers had this season, somehow, some way, they had to deal with an injury. Dustin May, Tony Gonsolin, Walker Buehler was out all year long. We got to look at Clayton Kershaw. God knows if he's even going to come back next year. Every year, it's year to year. And then to think about the starters that they had to throw out there against the Diamondbacks. Kershaw, Bobby Miller, Lance Lynn. I still can't get over somebody allowing 44 home runs in a season. That's just nuts. Their three starters only went 4 2/3 innings combined. That's pathetic, man. It's sad. And Dave Roberts, I mean, after the game last night, he was just like, you know what? It's all my fault. Take a listen.
I've got to do a better job of, you know, figuring out a way to get our guys prepared for the postseason. And so I'll own that. You know, I think we got great players. You know, I've got to figure out a way to, you know, get these guys prepared for whatever format, whatever series. So, yeah, the regular season, I think we do a great job. But, you know, the last couple postseasons, it just hasn't gone well for us. And so, you know, I got to figure it out.
Yeah. Well, he ain't playing no more, right? He's not rounding the bases. And by the way, maybe it's me. Every time I see Dave Roberts, I'm like, I know he's old now. I'm like, damn it, this guy should still be out there playing, stealing bases, smacking, you know, laying down bunts or something. Anyway, Mookie Betts was miserable as well last night. Take a listen.
I mean, it's obviously super frustrating. There is no real words for it. They played better. You know, we didn't do much. I can't speak for all of us, but I know for sure I did absolutely nothing to help us win. And, I mean, there's no real words for it.
Oh, okay. Maybe Freddie Freeman has words for it. Freddie, how were you feeling last night?
It's hard to find words right now. It's hard to put into words. It's just frustrating when me and a lot of us didn't play the way we wanted to. And, you know, they just came out swinging all three games and, you know, they beat us.
The offense especially, how does it disappear in October like that?
Don't know. Just did.
Wow. They got a lot of time to think about it. They got an entire offseason. Uh-oh, where's this ball going? Oh, man, he caught the ball. Oh, my God, ended the inning. Ugh. 3-1, the Phillies still lead. Bases loaded. Ronald Acuña pops out to deep, deep center. And the Phillies fans are losing their mind. Kids won't be going to school tomorrow at this rate. Wow. At least this game is fun. Other games have sucked. Anyway, what's this other game look like? They need a mercy rule. 16-0, the Chiefs still lead the Denver Broncos. As they show the Broncos possessions on the night. Interception, punt, 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 interception. Ugh. You can't make this stuff up. Shout out to the Kansas City Chiefs fans. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got Paul calling from Rhode Island. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Thank you, JR. Thank you, Chap. Let me tell you, the way this professional sports are going, this is assassination on the fans. My Patriots is disgusting. What do we need to do? Put an extra envelope in the locker rooms for these guys. I mean, can you imagine a high payroll team like the Dodgers? I don't mind losing, but can you at least lose by the skin of your teeth? You know, 3-2. You know, this is insane.
Well, I think we've learned.
I'm sorry.
I think we've learned that in a lot of cases, it's not so much about how much you spend. I mean, the Diamondbacks, their payroll is not in the stratosphere whatsoever.
21st.
Of the Dodgers, not at all. And the Dodgers, man, their payroll was fifth. We're talking about more than $200 million. And to be honest, the Dodgers actually cut back on what they spend. And, you know, this is a point pretty much brought. We had Curtis Granderson join us last night. And he talked about how, yeah, you can spend all the money in the world that you want. It ain't guaranteeing you no success. This is what Curtis Granderson told us yesterday.
The days are over where it's only one or two teams that are running the league or running the division. We're talking about the Houston Astros. We just finished talking about the Baltimore Orioles. Toronto Blue Jays were in there this year. The Tampa Rays were in there this year. And those are three teams all in the same division with the New York Yankees. So everybody's a little bit more balanced now. There's always another team that's looking to improve. You just can't outspend everybody like you used to be able to. You have to develop.
Yeah, I mean, well, the Dodgers, what have they developed? I mean, they brought in a Freddie Freeman. They decided to go ahead and bring on a Mookie Betts. A lot of the other talent, the Bellingers of the world, are now gone. They bring in a Turner from Washington. He's now gone, hitting home runs tonight for the Phillies. It's not easy. And now this year they tried to depend on some rookies and young players, and it didn't work out. That's the risk that they went with, and now they got to look towards free agency. And if you're the Dodgers, of course, the biggest fish in the pond would be Shohei Ohtani. You going to hand this man a $500, $400 million check? Knowing that also, by the way, he's not going to pitch next year, that would be difficult. And then if you really think about what they need, it's pitching. They got a bunch of young players. But are you going to depend on them to make a run to the World Series? That's not easy. They're going to have to spend somewhere. Aaron Nola will be a free agent. Blake Snell will be a free agent. Sonny Gray, Jordan Montgomery had a nice first start. All of these dudes are going to be just on the block. And so the Dodgers, who I don't want to call them cheap, but they didn't spend last year, maybe because they were gearing up to spend big this year, but they need to. Because losing last year to the Braves, not to the Braves. They lost to the Braves two seasons ago. Last year, they lost to the Padres. The year before that, the Braves beat them, and the Braves went to the World Series. And they're winning 100 games, and then they're going into the postseason, and they're getting beat by teams who they have, I don't know, like 15 to 20 victories on in the regular season. Like, you can't forgive this. I think most importantly, they got to work on the pitching, and the Dodgers got to get back to spending money. I know Curtis Granderson said there's a lot more parity. He's correct. But if you don't have pitching, you're done. Lance Lynn shouldn't have been anywhere near a mound yesterday for the Dodgers. Four home runs? The man already threw or gave up 44 home runs just in the damn regular season. And that's one big reason why the Dodgers are sitting around watching everything at home just like the rest of us. You know what? They're not watching baseball. Maybe, Shep, what do you think Mookie Betts is doing right now? Is he watching Thursday Night Football, or is he like on a beach in Mexico somewhere?
That's a fair question. Probably doing something good like Curtis Granderson, to be honest with you, man. The amount of good he does off the field, if I'm being truthful.
On a Thursday night?
Listen, man, he's the work done of his generation.
He's in the soup kitchen right now. The man just played baseball last night and lost.
Well, listen, he's got to come out with a W in some way, shape, or form, and God knows it wasn't on the field. No, in all seriousness, Jared,
on a beach, man.
I don't know. He's built differently.
He's bowling. He likes that.
Well, no, he likes Jared, you know what he might be doing? In all honesty, he might be gearing up for his next podcast.
Is he going to give us the Draymond? He's going to tell us how bad he sucks?
Maybe. I've heard this through the grapevine. I can't confirm or deny this, but he is pissed that he was not on JR's top six list for athlete podcasts. So maybe, he's got to do something right. It certainly wasn't on the field. What'd you say? They were 1-for-22, him and Freeman, between those guys?
Between the two of them, yeah.
If
we got to go even further back, I think dating back the last postseason, I think he might be in like a larger offer, speaking specifically about Mookie Betts.
But damn, what happened to Red Sox Betts, man? What happened to that guy?
I don't know. Well, first of all, the Red Sox should have never moved him.
That's true.
That's just, I don't know what the hell that was about. I thought he was going to be the type of dude that's there forever.
By the way, speaking of Red Sox, thanks for rubbing in about Dave Roberts, by the way. Really appreciate that, JR.
Why? What, stealing the base?
Yeah, we don't got to remember 2004 Game 4. That was awful.
How am I rubbing it in?
Well, it's the one time Mariano, besides 2001 Game 7, actually looked human.
Listen, man, you're the one who brought up Curt Schilling the other day.
Okay, that was a bad move. That's fair. But, I mean, listen, great Phillies pitcher, great Diamondbacks pitcher. Who else they got?
Horrible human.
I mean, who's
Diamondbacks? We went through a whole bunch of dudes on the team.
All right, who the Phillies going to bring out? Pete Rose? Mike Schmidt? Come on.
What do you mean? For what?
To throw a first pitch.
Uh-oh. Okay, no. Fly ball to right.
Yeah, you're talking about the Harper at bat? Yeah.
Yeah. What does that have to do with the Diamondbacks? They got enough dudes in their history highlight?
I'm sure Mark
beat Curt Schilling?
Yeah, no, Mark Grace is really going to move the needle, JR.
The team hasn't even existed for, I don't know what, 20 years?
Well, like, for a team that was, you know, young in its existence, they won pretty rapidly.
They won in 3 years.
Yeah,
so
and they've had over 20 years to win again, and they haven't done that.
Yeah, but it's not like the Diamondbacks are reaching into 100 years of history.
Yeah, that's fair. Maybe Larry Fitzgerald should be an honorary Arizona Diamondback.
Look,
you know, he's out in the Phoenix
area.
They
have had, they've had Matt Williams, Luis Gonzalez, Randy Johnson, Womack. Tony Womack was there too.
He was in his, yeah, but he was on the back nine at that point.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. They've been around for 25 years. What are you crapping on them for?
JR,
like that, what are they supposed to do? They were an expansion franchise. It's not like they woke up in the year 2001 and had a guy in the organization for 8 years.
They
like,
have three guys that have been pivotal, paramount, and big names to that championship team back in 2001. No disrespect to Williams or Grace or Womack, but you and I both know the guy with the bat was Luis Gonzalez, and the two-headed monster pitchers were Schilling
and the big unit.
Shep,
that's not my point.
Yes.
That's not my point. It takes more than three dudes to go out and win a championship. My point is they have plenty of dudes who are part of that team, and all of them were old. None of them were no spring chickens. They were all on the back nine pretty much of their careers because it's an expansion franchise and they won in 3 years. My point is they got other dudes that you could actually appreciate besides that piece of trash of a human being and Curt Schilling. That's it. And so whether it's Matt Williams is loved out there, loved. You got the Randy Johnsons, the Womacks, Luis Gonzalez, obviously the main dude with the hit, man, but they weren't just a bunch of geezers running around. They were a good team, man. Just they got people that – why are you mad? Because it's the Yankees?
Well, I mean, a little bit. I mean, you remember I know Marco would know this, but Byung Young Kim, I mean, two times in a row, to Brocious and then Tino – they had literally one out, two runs up, and they gave those games away. Game 4 and Game 5. I've never seen that in the history of any World Series. That was the Yankees.
That's Soriano, yes.
Yeah, Soriano, right. And then Mr. Yes. November and Jeter. And I thought the most automatic thing, especially given the fact that we had 9/11, I just thought it was destiny that championship, that World Series, was going to go to the Yankees. It would have been 5 of 6. And I still can't believe the Diamondbacks stole it from us, batting off of Mariano Rivera, getting a run off that guy when it seemed like no one could ever get a hit off that cutter, let alone score.
Do you want to talk to Mariano? Do you want to talk to him about it?
Well, I would ask Mariano what happened in 2004. I don't think he would like that.
No, I ain't talking about 2004.
Right.
Do you want to talk to him about what happened in 2001?
I know there was an era in the ninth inning as well. I you know what? Listen, here's the thing. You are the only individual and you are playing a position in which you are not playing every day and you still manage to be the only first ballot unanimous Hall of Famer, there is nothing you need to answer, nothing you need to own up to. No.
You don't need to be upset about it. It's over. That's a long time ago.
I would ask him why he didn't, you know, take a bat and play the infield given how athletic it was. That would be my question to him if I'm being serious. Like this guy, you said it all the time. Like even in his last year when he was in his mid-40s, he was still the best athlete on the team.
Yeah, he was. You just sound, forget all of that. You're making a lot of points here that have nothing to do with nothing. You just sound sad about this, man. It's a long time ago.
No, well, listen, when you're a Yankees fan, if I'm, you know, being forward about this, to have only one, forget even a win, one World Series appearance in now more than 20 years. Yeah. I grew up in the 90s. You grew up in the 90s. We remember the Yankees, especially in the latter half of the 90s, where it seems like if it was World Series or bust. Now, the Yankees are happy, including Hal Steinbrenner, if they're just put a competitive team out there. And it's evident by the lack of changes they've made.
I like the Yankees, man, but I don't care. Like, they lost. It's over. That's done. It's a long time. We can't do nothing about it. Where's Marco at?
Marco's
I'm fine.
In the building.
Marco, you still hurting from, what,
2001? 2001?
By the way, Marco is wearing a Yankees cap, by the way.
I wear it every day.
Yeah, I know.
I know he is. But, I mean, damn, Mariano gave it up. I turned the television off. I went about my life, and I think I've gotten over it from, I don't know, 22 years ago. I think I'm okay. Wow, that was a long time ago now, ain't it?
Time flies, JR.
Damn.
He's in his he's in his mid-50s now.
That sucked to say that. Yeah. Wow.
Mariano's in his mid-50s right now.
Forget how old he is.
Okay.
That's not the point. Damn. That was 22 years ago. Wow. Yeah, I'm over it. Wow. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Reef Show on CBS Sports Radio in another 22 years. Damn it, where will I be? Ugh, damn.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'd rather listen to you than my husband. Okay, end of story. JR, you're great.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, now I'd rather watch another NFL team, any other NFL team besides the Broncos. Kansas City leads 16-0. How about this? The Denver Broncos are, approaching their own red zone. They got the ball at like the 25 right now. And Russell Wilson's hit. And the ball is no good, so they'll have to settle for a field goal. And the way the Denver Broncos are playing, they will attempt a field goal, and the kicker will miss. And there's a flag on the play. Anyway, on a positive note for the Philadelphia Phillies right now, they lead the Atlanta Braves 3-1. Still in the eighth. They're trying to close things out. Four more outs will get them to the National League Championship Series. Castellanos has two home runs on the night. And we're just getting closer to finalizing the National League Championship Series. We know the Diamondbacks are waiting. We also know that the Texas Rangers and the Houston Astros, they're going to go at it on the American League side. And to be honest, this isn't the only playoffs going on right now. We know that the NHL has started its season. The NBA is currently in the process of going through its preseason games. The WNBA Finals are going on. And I was actually looking forward to really diving deep into the matchup between the Aces and the Liberty, and the Aces have just wiped the floor with them. 99-82 game one. Last night, the Aces smacked the Liberty even worse. 104-76. This is just, it's a sad NBA, WNBA championship. I want you to listen to the final call from ESPN last night. Listen.
Well, no team has ever come back from down 2-0 in a best-of-five series in WNBA history. Phoenix came close in 2018. The Liberty will have to be the first if they want to win their first-ever title. Meanwhile, the Aces on the brink of back-to-back championships. Shot clock turned off. And that will do it. Complete and utter domination in game two from the defending champion Las Vegas Aces. 104-76 the final. And the Aces are one win away from back-to-back championships.
Man, this is best 3 out of 5. It's the WNBA, no seven-game series here, and the New York Liberty for one of the inaugural franchises in the WNBA. They can never win a championship. Like, I know the New York Knicks and Madison Square Garden don't own the Liberty anymore. They're on the other side of town with Joe Tsai and the Brooklyn Nets. That's their new affiliate. But damn, can the New York Liberty win something? They got no luck. None. Ugh. I'm going to be at the game on Sunday, and I'm going to be rooting for these Brooklyn. Can I call them? Shep, they're not the Brooklyn Liberty. I can't call them that, right?
No.
I still got New York Liberty. Uh-oh. What the hell is going on? Is that Bryce Harper?
So Bryce Harper, yep, and he looks like, oh, got stung in the elbow.
They're over here flexing this man's arm. What did he do, make a defensive play at first? Here we go.
He hasn't played first base for a long time.
He's only playing first base because of the injuries.
Right.
And all he did is extend his – oh, no, he caught his arm on the coming down the line. Oh, my God. Oh, man. Oh, Bryce Harper coming out of the – oh, he's flexing it, though. That's good, right? Maybe just stinging it.
Yeah, I saw him walking off, and I'm like, oh, no. But then you realize that's the end of the inning, so.
Yeah, but this is the type of crap that we don't need, man. Bryce Harper already dealing with the surgery and finally getting strength back in his arm and sparing himself playing first base and picking up slack. And we don't need that. I want to see the best of the best. Now we're going to get the Diamondbacks again in the World Series, Shep. It's all your fault.
Sorry about that, Jerry. You know, obviously, man, you and I are scrambling on Twitter right now just seeing if there's like an Olney, a pass-in.
It's gonna
Rosenthal.
Be a while. Too soon. Too
right,
soon.
Right, right. All I'm seeing, the worst thing, it appears to be an injured elbow following a collision at first. So, you know, fortunately, we're going to get word in about a minute and a half, JR, if that's going to be something that's going to keep him out long term. I have a feeling he stays in this game, though.
Yeah, I think he's fine. He was flexing it. What do I know? We'll find out. We'll find out sooner than later.
JR, I got a question for you.
Yes.
You talk about the WNBA Finals. Let's be honest. It's tough to sell to most people. With that being said, I think it's a fascinating league that's just not getting the right kind of publicity. There is a coach that seems to be running over everybody in this league. She is long overdue for a head coaching opportunity. JR, when does that finally come to fruition when it comes to Becky Hammon getting that sought out first woman to be an NBA head coach from a permanent perspective?
I don't know. You asking me when is Becky Hammon going to coach in the NBA?
It's time. It's time, JR.
I don't know. Is it? Who says who?
They want the best of the best in the NBA. She's the best of the best. Did Vegas do anything before her? You and I both know the answer is no.
How long has Vegas been a franchise in the WNBA?
Well, they were San Antonio at one point.
Right.
And the fact that we know that is amazing because that's how little that franchise has mattered. No disrespect.
Is that did she move? Did she travel with the franchise?
Well, they it was relocation.
Silver Stars. Yeah. Was she coaching out there?
No.
She was with Popovich.
Yeah, because that's what I'm saying. She won in her first year, and then she follows that up. You know, the Liberty ain't coming back in the series. It's a wrap.
Maybe I'm a good luck charm. Not.
That's two championships in 2 years, JR. She needs to move on. The NBA needs to welcome her to the head coaching fraternity at this point.
Why? Just because?
Because she's earned it.
Hey, Taylor Swift, they just showed her on TV. Hey, the Broncos got points. Oh, my God. I'm going to tell you the score on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep. And I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com. That won't work.
1-year upgrade requires Go5G Next Plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.